Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This Memorial Day, we remember those who made the ultimate sacrifice for our freedom. Thank you from all of us at Sports Radio 610. In for In the Loop, here's Luke Morrow and Chris Partee.
With OTAs beginning later this week, who needs to show the most this offseason for the Houston Texans? You can always text the show, 713-572-4610. Happy to be filling in for the guys today. You can also always get in touch with the show through the YouTube or Twitch streams as well. And we'll engage with you there. OTAs begin Wednesday. You know, this is always an exciting time, the offseason beginning in earnest as we work our way towards week one and the start of the NFL season. When you look at this Houston Texans roster, the depth chart, the team as it's currently constructed, for you, who do you need to see? Not even because, look, let's be real. There's only so much you can take from OTAs and all these offseason workouts. But who's somebody that you got to see something from, whether it's a physical transformation, whether it's, you know, a different look, like a higher passion or drive out there, or even just improvement on the field? Who's somebody you're looking for that you need to see improvement from these next couple months for the Texans to feel better about not only them, but the team heading into the regular season?
I mean, for me, I could go with a couple different players along the offensive line, but I'm going to go Juice Scruggs.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like not just us or me, just the team wants to see more. You know what I mean? Just in general. Drafted as a second rounder, hasn't quite lived up to the potential just yet. And it's still early in his career. He could definitely turn things around. But if I had to go with one player, I'm going with Scruggs right now. Just, you know, I know the team has to see more. And it's tough with offensive linemen because there aren't a lot of discernible, like, I guess, tangible stats you can look at for offensive linemen.
Yeah.
If you dig into the analytics, you know, there's a few there. But it's not as easy as with, you know, a receiver or a quarterback or a running back. You just have to see them on the field as far as offensive linemen go. You have to see what they're doing. You have to see how they look physically. You have to see that drive, I would say even more so than other positions, because there aren't too many stats to point to for offensive linemen, even in comparison to the defensive line. You got all kinds of stats for defensive line. But so if I'm going with one player, I'm going with Scruggs right now along that. But again, there are other players on the offensive line that you want to see more from.
Yeah, I'm going to choose one. But to your point, that's always the knock on Pro Football Focus. And a lot of teams, at least they were using, almost every NFL team was using Pro Football Focus.
Yeah.
I don't know if they still, but that's always been the complaint. I know Bill Belichick, who often comes up throughout the show, has mentioned that before about it's hard, the grades on Pro Football Focus. Like you said, it's hard to, A, grade an offensive lineman like that, but also, yeah, B, if you don't know the scheme or the play or what the offensive lineman is supposed to be doing on that play, it's also hard to judge from the outside looking in. That's always been the complaint or defense of those in the league. When reporters will throw PFF grades about the offensive linemen, well, you don't really have the whole story, and it's hard to judge. So, but with that said, I stick on the offensive line because I think that's the most important unit of this team. Kind of like we were talking earlier about Christian Walker, I think he's the linchpin for the Astros lineup this year. Whether we like it or not, I think for the Texans, it's the offensive line. They're going to go as far as the line will allow them to. But I'm going to choose a different offensive lineman, and I would say Blake Fisher. Mm. I got to see something from Blake because he was a second-round pick in 2024. So this is going into his second year.
Second year?
Yeah, right? Do I have that correct? Yeah, he was drafted 2024. So for Fisher, obviously the big question, like I said, is offensive line. And they made a lot of moves this offseason. And they've opened a lot of possibilities for the group that's still in there, the offensive linemen. But what I think is concerning for a Blake Fisher is that I think the larger resources were paid to the tackle positions this offseason. So much so that the one draft pick for the offensive line was also a tackle. And we got this story, I think it just came out over the weekend, about how the Texans were trying to trade up with the Patriots 10 spots to get Ursary. Like, that's how much they liked him.
Yeah.
That they wanted to try to move up. Now, fortunately, he was still available when they did pick, when they were on the clock, because they couldn't work out that trade. But, you know, Blake Fisher had this great opportunity. You move on from Tunsil, there's this opening there, and yet you still go out and you get Cam Robinson and you get Trent Brown and you draft Ursary, and it's all these moves that makes me feel from the outside looking in that this is not a team that is maybe overly confident in him. If they felt really good about that one tackle position, I don't know if they're making as many moves or if the tackle positions are as in flux as they seem to be. You know, that the confidence isn't there. But I do think, I went over this with Ron last week where we were trying to predict our starting five on the offensive line. I do think as of today, he is slotted to be the starter week one.
Yeah.
So they're giving him the opportunities, but I don't know if the confidence is fully there, and that's why I want to see something this offseason where I know, where I can feel confidently as a fan going into the season, okay, I can feel good. You know, we got Cam Robinson, the veteran, at the left tackle. I can feel good about slotting in Blake Fisher at the right tackle. Now, that means your draft pick is not going to start the year, which seems a little odd, but I would prefer it that way. Fisher's been in the league a little bit longer. He's been in this system. He played in meaningful big-time games last year.
Mm-hmm.
And for him to be the start, he should have a head start on that position. And, you know, I want to see him out there looking the part these next few months to say, okay, this guy could be our right tackle. We could feel good about it.
Well, I think the other big thing, well, one thing is depth. You know, you want to have depth along the offensive line. But I think the other thing is competition. Sometimes you bring more guys in to push certain guys. Guys that you want to, like, the guys you really want to succeed. If they haven't lived up to it yet, you're bringing in more guys sometimes to push them.
Mm-hmm.
To see if they have, like you said, do they have that drive? Do they want to get out there and compete like this is their last chance? Because for some, it may be their last opportunity. So you definitely want to see if guys are willing to compete. And a lot of times, that's the most you can ask for. You want a guy that's going to compete. A guy may not have the best physical attributes or physical traits, but will they compete? And sometimes that carries guys sometimes. That a guy is willing to compete and just go at it and get out there and go at it. Now, again, like you said, there's only so much you can take from OTAs and training camp. You got to see it when guys get out there on the field. It starts there with OTAs and training camp, but once a guy gets on the field, what are they going to do? How do they produce?
And I see on the text line from the 979, just because the offensive line is different doesn't mean it will be better, is what they said.
That's true.
For sure.
You know, no
but
guarantees.
You hope it doesn't get any worse. I think that's the big excitement. I've said this many times on these airwaves. I like the idea from the Texans of making the changes on the offensive line. I didn't love the plan for replacements. I thought there were some other guys that you could have brought in to try to bolster this offensive line a little bit more. I don't know if they made – I think the first part of the plan was really good. I don't know if they made enough strides, though, in filling out that room to improve the offensive line. But I've also said before that the offensive line is the one position in football, I would say, where it's not necessarily about top-end talent. It's more about gelling and being on the same page.
As a group, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So you could have guys that are kind of C's across the board, but if they work well together and they're in sync, you know, that's how you can develop a good offensive line. And the analogy I've used in the past is like it's like a cooking show where I think it's Chopped, where you take all these crazy ingredients, but these chefs make this great recipe. And it's something similar here where on paper, these may not be the best names, but you throw them all into the offensive line room, and hopefully you come out with a great recipe where whichever five you come up with, they work well together, and that leads to improvement on the offensive line.
And the other thing is, you know, that's you're 100% correct right there as far as the offensive line needing to gel as a complete unit. But then also, as a coaching staff, you got to put your guys in the right position to be successful, right? So the scheme. Do these guys fit the scheme? Now, that goes obviously on the front office because they're bringing, you know, bringing in the players in terms of a Casario in the front office, bringing in the correct players to fit a certain scheme. That's big, too. Guys could be, you know, you could bring in first-round picks, but if they don't fit your scheme necessarily, they may not be that great on your team. They may work somewhere else. It's all about fit.
Yeah.
When you talk about gelling as a unit.
Yeah, I think with all, I always say fit's the most important thing in life for all things. Partner, you know, a job, a city you live in, it's always about fit.
Always.
So absolutely, with your offensive line and your five guys you go with across the board there on the offensive line. This text also interesting from the 713. I need to see improvement from the head coach.
Ooh.
Instead of being a coordinator that speaks to the team, actually be a head coach for both sides of the ball. That's interesting. Where are you on... Look, the first 2 years have been really good. I heard Ron and Clint talk about this last week. Like, what does D'Amico need to do to go from, what were the examples they were using? Your typical defensive coach and instead becoming like a Mike Tomlin or a Pete Carroll. Where are you on D'Amico?
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I like D'Amico as a head coach. I mean, I think he's, you know, obviously he has areas he can improve on. And I would say even some of the better coaches have areas they can still improve on. No one's perfect.
No.
But like the texter said there, yeah, you know, maybe becoming a little more in tune with the offense and what's going on the offensive side, if he's not already. I don't know exactly what's going on in their building. I'm not there. He may be more involved in the offense. I haven't heard that he is, but maybe he's going to get more involved this year with the new coordinator coming in. Just to get that person acclimated to the team and, you know, with the scheme and making sure players are getting acclimated there. So, no, that's one step that he can take. Because like we said earlier, the defense is there. Like, I think that's a top five defense already, right? So the defense is there, maybe a little more attention offensively and maybe become a little, I guess, a little bit more of a delegator like a lot of the great head coaches have been. And maybe not. Now, we still got guys like Andy Reid that likes to call his own plays offensively and has done that for most of his career as a head coach. But if you look back in the day, you had a lot more guys that were, you know, delegating like a Jimmy Johnson back in the mid-90s with the Cowboys didn't necessarily go as heavy one way or the other, even though Jimmy Johnson was a defensive coach coming in. So, you know, man, and I think D'Amico will get there. What is it? What was this, year three? We're going into year four as him as the head coach, right?
Going into three.
Okay, going into three. It's still early for him. You know, I don't think anyone coming in would have said, okay, they're going to win 10 games in his first 2 years. You know, each of his first 2 years. I don't think a lot of people had them doing that. No. So it's still a work in progress. The main thing for the Texans is get the offensive line on track. I think that's where everybody is. We've talked about it for months and months and months. Offensive line needs to get on track. I think that's the most important thing for this team.
Yeah, I'm with you. And maybe, as we heard earlier from Rob Ninkovich, maybe Cole Popovich is the secret ingredient. Maybe he's the key to that and the success this year for the Texans. Speaking of the Texans, look, we'll get back to the Astros as well. They had a great weekend. They took 3 out of 4 from the Mariners, coming off probably the biggest win of the season yesterday. But OTAs are beginning this week. When we come back, let's talk about what stands out most on the Texans' schedule this year. It's In the Loop.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years, guaranteed, on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming and 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.